The question is quite complex, because it is not only in the hand of the terminal operator or the intermodal operator. From the perspective of the terminal, rail and intermodal operator, let's say the three parts that are upfront, railway, enterpriser, operator and terminal, the three targets are climate neutrality of the cranes, and everywhere there are already the electrical gantry crane, there is already a big step done. Climate neutrality of the shunting operations, how the train access to the terminal and go out of the terminal. I think that those part, and okay, create a neutrality for supplying energy to the administration building, etc. This is the part that is really related to the rail part. For what is the matter of the vehicle, at the end of the day, this question should be in big part to be posed to the logistics operator. Because at the end of the day, the logistics operator that they decide to use the multimodality instead of the full road or full modal system, they are the one that they are investing on which kind of tractor and which kind of engine and which kind of fueling for this engine will be. At this moment, for the few that I can understand from our partners, customer, and what we read on the newspaper, the major problem is that between the cost of purchasing a very sophisticated and modernized diesel, even up to the Euro 7, when it will appear next year, and an electrical or a hydrogen fueled truck, there is a factor 1 to 7. Means that at this moment is completely unpayable an alternative solution. So I would say that such a question can be answered partly from us, for what is the matter from terminal to rail, rail to terminal, road to terminal, and terminal to road. We need to have also the participation of the logistics provider, because at the end of the day, it's really their decision.